Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week, we've been exploring some prophecies from the prophet Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. And so what we'll do is take some time to pray about what we've learned. If you've never done that before, I will suggest some topics you can pray for, either aloud or just in your own thoughts. We always start have a bit of a rhythm to that of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, and I'll explain that as we go. But to get started, we'll just have some time of silence to focus our thoughts on God. Well, we start with adoration, where we address our prayer to the God who transcends our material world. He's not confined by temples or land or anything like that, but rather he transcends all that. Well, now in confession, we apologize for the times we have put our faith in things, like buildings, institutions, possessions, money, ourselves, instead of God. Whatever that looks like in your life, acknowledge before God what that's been, confess, and ask forgiveness for it. Well, now in thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God writes a new covenant on our hearts that goes with us wherever we go. It has nothing to do with physical places and things, but rather God's relationship with us transcends all that. His new covenant is surely something to be thankful for. So give thanks for whatever about his new covenant gives you the most hope. Well, finally, in supplication, let's ask God to forgive us and send us his Holy Spirit to transform us from the inside out. Now we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Hope you'll join us next week as our series continues, but in the meantime, take some time for rest on Saturday, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community, and our Christian community that meets every second Sunday in Ajax meets for the last time this summer, June 14th, so I hope you can join us then. It's a great opportunity to worship with people of all ages in a really vibrant, growing intergenerational community. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more info. Hope you can join us then. If not, I will see you Monday when we return here with our challenges. Bye for now.